Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The grandson of Mahatma Gandhi has died. Arun Gandhi followed in his grandfather's footsteps and became a well-known advocate for non-violence, but it took him some time to embrace this practice. A few years ago, David Freudberg of the public radio program Humankind met Arun Gandhi at his home in Rochester, New York. He has this remembrance.
Arun Gandhi was born in 1934 in Durban, South Africa, a country where his famous grandfather was practicing as a barrister. The elder Gandhi, a brilliant man from India, bristled at the injustice of apartheid, South Africa's system of racial discrimination. Years later, the toxic atmosphere would leave a 12-year-old Arun Gandhi traumatized.
It was a time when there was so much hate in people.
He saw this hostility on the streets of South Africa, where as a brown-skinned youth, he was subjected to racial slurs and a bloody nose.
I was beaten up a couple of times by white people and then by black people because they didn't like the color of my skin. And all that humiliation, I think, just got to me, and I decided I wanted revenge, eye for an eye revenge. And that's when my parents decided to give me the opportunity to live with grandfather and hopefully learn something from him.
By then, Mohandas Gandhi, who would later be called by the honorific Mahatma, had returned to India. There he would lead a world-renowned movement that ultimately attained the nation's independence from the British Empire.
I had been told about how great he was and what great things he had been doing. So I was aware that he was somebody special. I didn't realize how special until I met him and saw the adulation of the people around him.
Mahatma Gandhi was a deeply religious man. He would rise at 3:30 each morning and spend quiet time in prayer. Gandhi was also a pacifist. He viewed violence and revenge as not just a violation of his spiritual convictions. He also saw the use of physical force as self-defeating. Rather than resolving disputes, it tends to breed more conflict.
Grandfather believed nonviolence is much more than a strategy, it's a way of life. We have to learn to think nonviolently, to behave nonviolently, to create an atmosphere of nonviolence if we want nonviolence to succeed.
This way of life was adopted by practitioners around the world. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. often cited Mahatma Gandhi as his inspiration for the use of nonviolence in the American civil rights movement. Gandhi had introduced that belief system to his troubled young grandson. He asked him to keep a journal. Every time you become angry about something, he was counseled, don't act in anger, but pour it all out in your journal with the intention of finding a solution.
Like many people, I was under the impression that nonviolence is the opposite of violence, that as long as we are not going around beating up people and fighting and indulging in wars and all that, that we are nonviolent people. And he made me realize that all of us, however peaceful we may think ourselves to be, that we are all violent and we are committing violence in different ways.
Inwardly violent?
Inwardly violent, passively violent, passive-aggressive violent.
Even amidst the world-changing events that swirled around him, Mahatma Gandhi reserved an hour almost every day for 18 months to tutor his grandson in the practice of nonviolence.
He made me draw a family tree of violence on the same principles as a genealogical tree with passive violence and physical violence as the two offsprings. And every day I had to analyze all my experiences and put them on that tree. If it was the kind of violence where physical force was used against anybody, it would go under physical violence. But if it was the kind of violence where no physical force was used and yet you hurt people, directly or indirectly, consciously or unconsciously, that would go under passive violence. Things like teasing, prejudice. And when I started religiously putting it down on that tree, within a few months I was able to fill up a whole wall in my room with acts of passive violence.
Arun Gandhi would grow up to spread his grandfather's message of peacemaking through numerous speaking engagements and various social programs, and through the M.K. Gandhi Institute for Nonviolence, now in Rochester, New York. In 1948, his beloved grandfather was assassinated in India. At first, Arun told me he wanted to throttle the gunman, but even in grief, his parents responded, "He wouldn't like it if you did that kind of thing. We have to forgive that person and move ahead from it." Arun Gandhi died earlier this month in Kolhapur, India. He was 89. For Here and Now, I'm David Freudberg.